This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The body of John McCain, who endured 5.5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam and went on to become a line in the U.S. Senate and a two-time Republican candidate for president, lies in state in the Arizona state capitol. VOA's Bill Callow has more.
The day-long public viewing of his casket was the start of 5 days of memorial tributes in Phoenix and Washington for McCain, who died of brain cancer on Saturday at his ranch in Cornville, Arizona. He was 81. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey said on Twitter early Wednesday, "We are privileged as a state to have called him a fellow Arizonan, and we are honored to have the opportunity to celebrate his life." Bill Gallo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that the military has no plans yet to suspend any more major military exercises with South Korea. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
Mattis said he will work in concert with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to make sure the secretary is supported in his efforts.
But at this time, there is no discussion about further suspensions.
Mattis also said smaller exercises deemed to be exempt from the suspension were ongoing. Mattis' comments on the drills come at a delicate time for negotiations between the United States and North Korea after Trump scrapped plans for a meeting between top officials from both countries. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Britain and Nigeria signed a security and defense agreement during a one-day visit by Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday as Africa's most populous country struggles to defeat Boko Haram extremists and others linked to the Islamic State organization. The British Prime Minister is on a three-country Africa visit with a large business delegation as Britain seeks to boost economic ties ahead of a bumpy exit from the European Union in March. This is VOA News. Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland said a lot has been accomplished in ongoing talks with the United States in an attempt to negotiate a new trade deal.
There are some important things that we believe we have accomplished together with the United States, and thanks to some significant compromises Mexico was prepared to make to support Canadian workers. That is a really important step for us, and it has set the stage for very intensive conversations and negotiations that we're going to have this week.
U.S. President Donald Trump has frequently labeled the 24-year-old NAFTA agreement as a disaster for American workers. A fire broke out on a ferry sailing from the island of Crete to mainland Greece early Wednesday. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The 875 passengers on board disembarked using mobile safety chairs from a side entrance of the ship. One passenger said chaos reigned. A fire service official described the situation as difficult because of the vessel's size and said the firefighting effort was ongoing. The Merchant Marine Ministry and Greek ferry operator Anik said all 141 crew members on board were also unharmed. The fire broke out as the ferry passed the tiny island of Agios Georgios, 70 kilometers southeast of Piraeus, and was ordered to return. In a statement, the ferry operator confirmed the fire had started in a section of the parking bay used by trucks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's advertising regulator says a birth controls app's Facebook advertisement contained misleading claims that breached the country's advertising code. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The Advertising Standards Authority has ruled that the ad by Swedish startup Natural Cycles shouldn't appear again because there isn't evidence to back up the app's claims. The decision came after the agency received complaints about the ads, which claimed the app was highly accurate and a clinically tested alternative to birth control methods. Earlier this month, Natural Cycles became the first ever digital contraceptive device to win marketing approval from the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Women use the app to record their temperature and track their menstrual cycle. An algorithm determines when they are fertile. Zaria Shakili, London.
More than a dozen human rights groups are urging Google not to offer censored internet search in China. A joint letter Tuesday calls on CEO Sundar Pichai to explain what Google is doing to safeguard users from the Chinese government censorship and surveillance. It describes the company's secretive plan to build a search engine that would comply with Chinese censorship as representing an alarming capitulation by Google on human rights. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.